welcome exceptional women to the Trailblazers Business Podcast for Women, your go-to spot to receive the real about being a boss. I am your host, Dr. Michelle S. Thomas, multiple minority business owner and proud founder CEO of the Exceptional Woman Enterprise. Each episode will give you valuable insights on building the confidence you need to succeed. Sit back, relax, and let's learn to be loud and proud about what we bring to this world of business. 3, 2, 1, yeah! Welcome back, everybody, to Trailblazers Business Podcast for Women. I'm your host, Dr. Michelle S. Thomas, and today we're going to talk about a topic that I kind of hear a lot, but we're just going to put a spin on it. Today's topic is, it's not me, it's them. So we're going to just kind of dive in and talk about you as a business owner, what you do when you have done everything and all the steps correctly, but the system around you is not working for you. They're not upholding their part, whether that is your team members, whether that is involving the other operators or the other partners that are required to help your business run. Anyone that has been in the restaurant industry, especially post-COVID, knows that they're not only just the restaurant industry, but retail and any type of commerce sales has struggled with the supply chain breakdown. So what do you do when it's not you, it's them? How do you handle the stress and the strain of limited deliveries or out of products that you need to be able to maintain your daily operations? Or in my case, in the state of Georgia, there is a huge breakdown in the mail system here. Anyone who is in Georgia has heard the stories. It's been so bad that the governors are coming in and touring our mail facilities, and shame on me, or not. I mean, I don't watch a lot of news, so I didn't know. I wasn't aware. And it's now impacting my business entities. And it's quite frustrating because I did what I was supposed to do when we were relocating the office and moving everything into this new position and new place. And so I put in the change of address for all of my companies and made sure that not only I took it to the post office, but I put the note inside of the mailbox of where the mail is supposed to be forwarded to, et cetera, et cetera. And that was in the beginning of March. Well, we, months later, still have not received not one piece of mail, which in the businesses that I have, the entities that I have, every day there's something that's coming to one of those entities. My mailbox was always full every day. And these are things that we have to take action on. There are some of the entities that aren't on auto pay. So there are bills, there are monthly reports for our WorldPay or our POS system so that we can keep up with what's happening with all of our revenue and do our end of the month reports. So there are things that aren't just regular mail that comes into my office that my accounting department and my operations department and my sales department, they need these resources. And so I went to the post office and I'm still basically chasing my mail, but it got me thinking that it's not just the mail that impacts us on our day-to-day operational basis, right? So how do you handle that? How do you handle if you have a breakdown in your supply chain and the very products that you need? Let's do take the restaurant industry because that's one of my businesses. So in our franchise, there's a certain menu items that we have that we get from US Foods. Some people use Cisco, they use all these different food delivery services, but everyone across the board is struggling with the same process. So if things like lettuce or tomatoes or any type of produce like that doesn't come in, our managing owner can go and run across to Walmart or Restaurant Depot and source a lot of those missing items. But our signature meats and our signature bread and the things that are just exclusive to that brand cannot be outsourced anywhere. And so it sets us in those positions where if they drop our order off on a Monday, but they aren't able to get the bread into the distribution center, which means that we can't get the bread that we need for us inside of the operation, then we're sent in this spiral of scrambling to try to figure out what to do. So I'm going to help. I want to help you navigate through these breakdowns because they will happen. Even in the service business, if you are, if you do a podcast or if you deliver coaching and et cetera, recently over a few months or actually in the past couple of years, we see that there are a lot of system hacks that are going on. So what do you do when your phone system, AT&T was one of the latest breaches that happened. And if you had AT&T for your phone carrier, then your phones were down for a day or two. That negatively impacts your business. What do you do? First thing that you want to do is you need to acknowledge it. Like, don't avoid this, okay? Your customers trust you and they rely on you for the products and services that you promise them. And if you're unable to deliver upon that, then let them know. Speaking as a customer of the mail system, these news stories and things did not come out until more and more people began to complain about it. And the more that I looked into it, this problem and issue, people have been experiencing this in Georgia for the past couple of years. I spoke to one late business owner that she said she's just not getting her mail from last year when she put in for her transfer. So for me, as the consumer, it's up to our postmaster, it's up to our government, it's up to the city to not wait until all of us are in the midst of it, but give a heads up of the breakdown. Now, here's the caveat to that. You always want to minimize panic, right? And you want to minimize the amount of extra phone calls and customer service breakdowns because your customers are in a panic. So there is a way that you can notify people or alert people of something that is out or an outage without creating that panic. First step, if you are a brick and mortar operation or you're a customer facing operation where people, consumers come in and out your doors, the first thing to do would be to post a sign and just let them know. There's nothing more frustrating, especially from the restaurant industry, when people go to their favorite restaurant because that's their favorite, they offer their favorite meal or whatever, and they drive all the way there, they get there, they go to place the order, and the person up front is telling them a whole gamut of things that they don't have. We don't have that today. We don't have that today. No, we don't have that today. We don't have that today. Well, all of that could be avoided if we just give proper notification, right? Put a note out or put a very professional note at that. Please, let's avoid handwritten signs on our front doors. But type up a very professional note and just list out those items that aren't available today, but make sure and reassure them that they will be back on the menu or operable within 1 or 2 days. Like, be transparent about it. They can respect you a lot more than if they go through the process to come to you and then find out. Because if people are on lunch, they have a very limited amount of time to get their food. They could have avoided the drive over because they would know that this stuff, if you have a website, if you're a restaurant or food industry or your clothing industry has some type of website presence, then take the time out of your opening process and put those kind of notes out there. Retailers, if you're in an e-commerce situation and you use places like Shopify or Etsy or whatever, wherever your shop is hosted or contained, whether it's through your website or through a third-party host, make sure that the items that you're out of, you note on the site. Like, don't allow people to go through this whole ordering process just to get to the end and find out that they're not going to get their delivery of their item for a while because you were out of stock. And I know some of you guys are listening and thinking, well, that's just logical. That's what everybody does. And it's not. It's more often than not that people go to websites, and that's one of the biggest breakdowns of the e-commerce world when it comes down to customer service. If you poll the customers and they talk about the difference between them shopping online and going into an actual brick and mortar, for them, it's about the frustration and the break in the ordering process. They don't know that something is out of stock. They don't know if what's happening or people aren't really managing the conversion process from the cart to the sale. And so they're waiting, or the site isn't loading, or all of these things that, again, are out of your control, other than the fact that your ability to notify your consumer, your customer, your community of these breakdowns is completely within your control. But let's say it's something like the mail, where there's nothing that anyone can do about it other than just keep explaining to me that they don't know where my mail is and we don't know when we're going to get it. So for me, my ownership is to reach out to the companies that regularly send me these reports, these monthly reports, all of the mail that I know that I consistently receive from each entity every month, to reach out to each one of them and explain the circumstance with the breakdown in the mail and personally give them the new forwarding address so that they can put it in their system immediately. Don't wait on the mail system to do their transfers. Don't wait on the postmaster, but not wait on the mail system to write itself, because I am a business owner and my business requires for these things to come in. So now I have to become more active in my process of ensuring that the interruptions are minimal to my entities. So it's time consuming, and it is sometimes frustrating because a lot of larger companies have outsourced and the automation of trying to actually get to a live person. This is not something that's on the 1 through 9 prompt system that they tell you to key. So it's I'm not trying to minimize the frustration whatsoever. I'm just trying to give you options of how you can not allow someone else's system breakdown or breakdown in processes to negatively impact your operation. Because ultimately, I am responsible for my operations. You're responsible for your operation. But these things are going to happen. What happens if you are a clothing manufacturer and they run out of the fabric that is your signature line? So how do you handle that? Well, in manufacturing, if you are a product business and you have a manufacturer that is the outsource to create your product, whatever that is, my suggestion would be to be very proactive before that breakdown, and to make sure that you have at least 3 other manufacturers that can take over that process in the time of these gaps or outages. But you're very transparent with these manufacturers. You label them. So this is your primary manufacturer, this is your secondary manufacturer, and this is your backup plan. And they know that up front, because then they can know how to hold inventory for your particular business. If you make all three of them feel like that they're all your primary source, when you're not ordering the bulk and the volume that they expect from their manufacturing business, it could break down that relationship. But you're very honest with them. And let's say your secondary is someone that you place an order with quarterly. They just know once a quarter you're going to bring a large order through them. And then the backup plan, let them know you are the ones that I need you to keep a minimal amount of inventory on site. But your backup manufacturer should be the one that can process things the quickest. Just FYI. That's the manufacturer that on a call can throw it into their processes and get you products quickly. Does that make sense? For restaurateurs, if you're going with the US Foods and the Gordon Foods and the Cintas and all these Sysco's or whoever you're using as far as your food purveyor, then it's smart to also get connected with local food sources. We decided that we built a relationship with a local bread company so that they could every once in a while get us a product that is close to our signature bread. So in case US Foods is out or cannot get us that for that week, we still have something that we can give to our customers. So if you are in the service oriented industry and you rely on your podcast or you rely on a lot of online systems to be able to facilitate your training, your webinars, et cetera, when they have a breakdown and you're notified of the breakdown, take that same verbiage and send it to your customers. Whether they listen to your podcast every day or whether they go and take your course every day, send out a blast email to everyone and let them know that there has been a system breakdown in whoever you use to facilitate your services, and just let them know that you will make them aware of it being back up. You guys, let me tell you, being in business today, there's so many resources and ways that you can remain connected with your community, with your customers, and your clients. So, in this day and time of the information highway and all of the cell phones and the data and everything that we can navigate, there shouldn't be a reason why a business owner is not keeping their customers and their consumers informed on these items. I think that a lot of times, because we are the owner, we get in our own frustrations that we forgot that we're the middleman. So someone has a system breakdown for us, and we spend so much time trying to fix and work on that breakdown so that we can get back up and running, that we tend to forget that there are other people that this directly affects. Speaking of other people that this directly affects, let's talk a little bit about your team members. Let's talk about if you are an entrepreneur and you have staff, whether it's contractors or actual employees, how do you handle when someone is not doing what they're supposed to do? And this is probably a more sensitive area for you than if your mail doesn't show up. You know what I mean? Because these are people that you know, these are people that you're relying on. Some of these people are the closest people to you, they're your confidant, they've helped you build your business. And what do you do when that person is letting you down? How do you handle that? In big business, there's the write-up system and the point system and the ways that you move people through these disciplinary processes. But most entrepreneurs aren't in a position or not even have the time to take people through a five-step disciplinary process. So how do you handle that? My advice is it's the same. And I apologize. Let me first apologize for the cell phone in the background that y'all keep hearing the beeping and the bleeping for. I haven't turned the ringer off because I am actually looking for a very important message to come through. So I apologize for that unprofessionalism. But again, just letting you know that I hear it too. Anyway, back to your team. When you have someone that you have become close to and you care about and y'all get to know each other, and then for whatever reason, there is a breakdown in the delivery of their work or the quality of their work to you, as that owner, you have to act upon it. It doesn't feel good. It's not going to make you happy. It leaves a huge deficit in your operation, but you cannot just continue to overlook it. Several reasons why. One, your funding and your finances are very limited. And so to continue to pay someone for services that they aren't delivering on is just a bad business idea. Whether you like them or love them as family members or whoever this person is, that's one thing. But this is business. So when you start noticing the habits, the breakdowns, the problems, the issues, then it's up for you to have that conversation first, be very honest and transparent about the expectations, not belligerent though, because you never know what people are in their life. You don't know why this person went from completely taking care of everything that they were supposed to, being one of your top employees, to just not showing up, not delivering. There may be something that can happen or that's happening in their world that's causing this breakdown. Now, have a conversation, but don't make decisions during the conversation, because as an owner, you now have to take that information and sit with it and evaluate whether you can afford for this person to remain on your payroll as they're working through things, okay? And for some owners and a lot of owners, that's a hard decision to make because they really care. They care about these folks and whatever, but your business's overall health depends on you. Here are some options that you can do. Maybe pause their employment for a minute. Give them the opportunity to go and fix whatever personally is happening in their world, and then they can come back full force. Now, that person is not going to want to do that. I'm just going to tell you up front. They're not going to volunteer and say yes, because now they lose that pay. But it's up for you to, again, why I said you need to walk away from it. Sit down if you have an accountant or controller, or like really work these numbers out. Don't lead with emotions first, ladies. Don't go with the feelings first, because your business could very well suffer for an emotional decision. But sit down, figure out where your finances are, look at the impact of that person's payroll on your operation, and then make that decision on what you can afford to do. Because ultimately, it's up to you on how you want to navigate this process. But one, offer to give them an extended leave without pay, without any benefits, because we as entrepreneurs, we're not offering those benefits, but without pay, to give them enough time for them to handle and fix that type of whatever's going on with them personally. Two, you can have that honest conversation with them and give them a time frame that they have to turn things around. Again, based on your finances, your dexterity, your operation, that will determine whether you have that luxury, and also their position. You know, I mean, a lower level position is not going to have so much of a impact as if this is one of your managers or one of your VPs or directors. So that also helps you navigate this decision. Or you can let them go. And when you, either way, whatever your decision is, you have to have a plan for that spot before you make any decision. You have to figure out who takes over those duties. How do you keep business going in the process of letting someone else go? It's not as easy as if you were working for a large company, because they're, you know, most large companies have departments, and the departments have at least a few people in there that have crossover effect that can pick up the slack. As a small business owner, we do not have those luxuries, right? We don't have five other people that's in that space that can step into that person's shoes. So does that mean that you have to step in and fill that in? Well, now analyze that cost. Is it more cost effective for you to hire a new person, bring that person in, than it is for you to shift your attention from the ownership portion, the driving portion of the business, into sitting and doing these day-to-day tasks? If it is not worth the financial shift that, I mean, the savings, financial savings is what I meant to say, that if the financial savings doesn't outweigh the cost of business that is going to cost to pull you away to do this stuff, then my advice would be to immediately hire. If it's possible, post that, have the conversation with the person who is struggling, ask them to give you 10 days, and within those 10 days, it sounds odd when I say this to a lot of people, but have them to train their replacement. Because again, as an owner, you cannot step into all of these shoes. You can't pick up the ball on every single thing, because when you are focused in these areas, there's another portion and aspect of your business that is suffering. So hopefully that makes sense about what you do if there's someone that's on your team that you either have to let go, or they're not pulling their weight, or they're not upholding their promises and expectations to your business. It's not anything that you have done, unless that's what the issue is, and then you clean that up. But for today's episode, we are talking about it's not me, it's them. But as an owner, you do not have the luxury to sit in the background and just complain that it's someone else's fault. It is your business. You have to own the business and everything that comes with it. If there are breakdowns in systems, breakdown with your partnerships or the other entities that you need in order for you to deliver your products or services, then you have to take ownership of the communication of that. That means that your staff knows that there are deliveries that aren't coming. That means your customers and clients know that things aren't happening. If you are unable to fulfill something that your promise, or there's a delay in delivering something that you were supposed to get to a customer, a client, or your team member, own that space. I cannot tell you how often I have conversations with owners, and they're talking about all of the things that's happening, but they're also talking about how everyone else is around them that is mad at them, they're losing customers and whatever. And sometimes it all breaks down to just communication. Communication is the key to your success as an owner. And sometimes these lines of communication are very uncomfortable. Sometimes these are hard conversations that you have to have. Sometimes these are things that you have never stepped into before, but that does not mean that you get a pass on taking care of it. So that is my time for today. I hope everyone receives something out of this that you can implement within your growth process of becoming the trailblazer that you are in your business entity. And until next time, I hope everybody is safe, happy, but most of all, be you. We'll talk soon.
Thanks for tuning in to another amazing episode of the Trailblazers Business Podcast for Women. Until next time, remember, be inspirational, be legendary, but most of all, be exceptionally you.